Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome your faces back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again for joining me in another little session. Tonight, can't talk as usual. It's Friday evening. I'm down on my own. It's fishing Rasbarn 2, as you've seen by the title. It's only going to be a quick overnighter. I've got to pack up early tomorrow morning, but I might come back on Saturday night. I'm not too sure yet. We're going to see how that all pans out. So anyway, I've jumped back into the same swim again as I fished last Friday, in hope that, you know, my luck's with me again. And that big fish I lost, I'm sure it was a big fish. If you've not listened to that podcast, do go back and listen to it. I'm really sure that was a big carp, the way it was just holding bottom. I'm just hoping it's just going to be stupid enough to pick the bait up again. But as you guys know, if you fish for carp, you know, normally when you hook big fish, you know, you lose them or land them, you know, you don't normally capture them again that quick. Obviously it does happen. Obviously it happens. But I'm hoping this one, you know, will pick my bait up again, or a big one. I just hope that wasn't the biggest fish in the lake, which is my, which obviously is the target fish in this water at the moment. So anyway, I decided to fish basically pretty much the same. Apart from one change, so I'm fishing the same spots, like left hand side rod, in the margins out underneath a tree, pop up SLK, SLK, yeah, pop up SLK, DNA SLK, I can't remember what the bait was then, pop up DNA SLK 15mm on a spinner rig, bushwhack it out, 12, 15, 18, 21mm boilie crush, and a few whole boilies on top. And what I've changed on this one, I've gone with a 5-ounce lead. Last week I was getting a lot of bleeps, and I felt, I don't know if I was getting done or whether they were all liners or what, but I just feel like I've started to put a heavier lead on, which is a good topic to talk about if you want to talk about leads. I put a heavier lead on in hope that, you know, that extra weight. I like using heavier weights. I do. I think that heavier weights help hook carp. I think that's a good debate that me and Alex can have, which we will have. But yeah, so I've decided to go with a 5-ounce lead on that, in hoping that the more the weight, if the carp just picks it up slightly, it's just that little prick will put the hook in his mouth and they'll hook it. So then yet again, right-hand side of rod, bushwhack it out, in the margins, probably about you know, it's a few rod lengths off actually of the margins, but it's on the tip of the tree again. Fished some sweet corn in there, and the boilie mix again, and on that we've got same as last time, a pop up bit of sweet corn with a chicken tikka mix, and that was the rod that I lost the big carp on, so hopefully it does work. And that, you know, it does work anyway. I've got the utmost confidence in it, and as I said before, if I don't catch many carp on that chicken tikka liquid, I will most certainly be using it on the river. So I definitely believe it will catch chub and barbel, that's for sure. It's such a potent bait, a potent smell. So yeah, put that back out again. I've got to test it. I've got to give it a good go. And as you guys know, it is winter time. You don't always get bites all the time anyway, so it's hard to really test. I feel honestly it's really hard to test baits in the winter time when it's colder, especially when the fish aren't, you know, feeding as much. It's really hard to get a true representation onto that word, if a bait's good or not. So it's probably best to really test baits. I don't know much about this, but I think personally, when it's warmed up and they're feeding, you know, that's what I think, more than what they are now. So yeah, we've gone out with that again, and yeah, let's see what happens. Well, I shall update you guys as we go along. The rods have been out probably about 15 minutes now, no bleeps yet. Last week when I put a rod out straight away, I had a bleep almost straight away, but you know, that was just obviously a bit of luck. Hopefully the carp are still down this end of the lake. It's not rainy like it was last week, and it's not as cold as it was last week. So hopefully that's not because it's warmed up a little bit, not too much. Hopefully it's not pushed the carp out to the shallow end of the lake, because I'm sure they were holding up down this end of the lake when it was a bit colder, but you know, time will tell. So let's find out. Well, it's 10 minutes past 8. Had no bleeps yet, but I'm not going to feel discouraged. When I was fishing last Friday down this end of the lake, you know, the bites, you know, were coming in the night. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that will be the case. Or ideally, it'd be nice just to catch a few massive lumps now and then be able to get a good night's sleep. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But please happen. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But that's what I think might happen. As long as they get a run. That's the main thing. I'll be really, really gutted if I don't, I must admit. I do feel like I'm presenting well. I feel my rigs are good enough. I know my spots work. So, yeah. That's my thoughts and that's an update. So, fingers crossed. It's all going to happen soon. We're going to get a big, fat carp. In fact, we're going to get the biggest lake. Biggest lake? The biggest carp in the lake. Well, it's 6 minutes past 10. No bleeps yet. I'm not panicking. It is what it is. And fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Fat fingers, legs, everything crossed. We do get a run soon. I mean, I feel confident that both my rigs are sitting right. I know I said it in the last section, but I feel so confident my rigs are right. Spots are right. Everything's right. I just guess the fish aren't in this area of the lake. Let's see. Well, it's 7:52 in the morning. I didn't catch last night. I had a few bleeps and that was it. Like one bleep on the rods a few times and that was it. Got to pack up very soon. Oh, I'm gutted.
Well, it's the end of the session, and yes, I blanked, and I'm really gutted, and I don't know why. I had a few bleeps in the night. Maybe they have moved out of there. When I got my leads in, I thought, you know, I have to investigate them, and neither of the rigs was like snagged up or anything. There was no like, you know, debris on them, anything like that that could have possibly deterred any fish from, you know, getting away with it. But I did smell the lead on the left hand side, and it did smell silty, like not proper, really, you know, that really dirty silt. It didn't smell like that, but it didn't smell too great. And then I smelt my boiling. I could smell it on there a little bit as well. So I was thinking, maybe it was that. Maybe the 5 ounce lead on the left hand side rod is not the idea. Maybe I have to drop back to a 4, because bear in mind, you know, I landed a fish last week on the left hand side rod. You know, I lost one, whatever, on the left hand side rod. So I know it does fish, but I was fishing a 4 ounce lead, so maybe the 5 ounce isn't the answer. So I think what I'm going to do is then drop that rod back to a 4 ounce lead and give that a go again. I also, last night when I put my bushwhacker out, I did actually go in a little bit more to the left with it, and I know I did. And I just figured it would be fine, because it wasn't a great deal. I mean, we're not talking massive amounts at all in the slightest, you know, but maybe that could make all the difference as well. So what I'm going to do, obviously, is I'm going to push it back out a little bit more to the right again when I fish on it next. Because I'm still convinced that the fish are there. Right-hand side rod came in obviously clean, as I just said. Didn't smell horrible at all. Could smell the chicken tikka on there still. The lead smelt great, fine. You know, that was definitely fishing. So that was fine. But I don't want to be ending this podcast here. I want to squeeze another session in on this podcast, because I kind of really want to try and get a carp on it. So I am going back. I'm not too sure if I'm going to do tonight, Saturday night, or I'm going to go back on Sunday night. But you will have to wait and see whether it's Saturday night, Sunday night, or the podcast ends. So see you in a millisecond. Well, you've obviously seen by the length of time left, this is the end of the podcast. Basically got up the next day, which was yesterday, and it had rained all night, and it rained all day yesterday. Too much rain, far too much rain. And from fishing it last week, last Friday, all that rain, I think it did kill it, to be fair. It flooded the lake. My swim burst its banks. You know, it was just too much water. So I decided to call it there. Really gutted, obviously, because I really wanted to catch a fish. Hate blanking. But hey ho, that's fishing for you. So I hope you enjoyed the blank. And I'm going to go now. So if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you actually catch one. And I shall speak to you in my next podcast. Thank you very much, guys. Take care. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.